Hey, all right. Oh, it's 11 a.m. I was out last night running around with Jacqueline while she continues to run her Tonight Show set. Tonight Show, Friday night, 11:30. Watch it on NBC. I don't care what you're doing. Find yourself a TV set Friday night. If you're at a party, tell everybody at the party, gather around the television. We're going to watch some stand-up comedy. And enjoy Jacqueline Novak. It's going to be great. So anyway, out last night, go to a few different comedy shows or whatever. End up at this one, talking to Chris Barron?
Yep.
Dude, the singer from the Spin Doctors. What a nice dude. Anyway, I think I'm best friends with the Spin Doctor now. I think we had a connection. I don't know. I think I'm... But you can see him performing every Wednesday at Pink's in New York City. I'll be there. Come by Pink's and hang out with me watching Chris Barron. So that's a thing to do with your time. All right, let's look at the news, I guess. I really thought you people would be more excited about me hanging out with the Spin Doctors guy, but no big deal, I guess. Oh my goodness, scientist Stephen Hawking has died, age 76. Poor guy. And now all these, now he's got to have all these jokes about it. Well, he didn't believe in, I don't think he believed in an afterlife. I think he was like an atheist. So he doesn't know that people are like, hey, computer voice guy died. Oh, Jesus. The amount of hack jokes that come out when a famous person dies, it's sad. That's the thing. I worry about when I die famous. I just hope I die thin. I don't want fat jokes. Those hurt my feelings. Right now, I think I'd be all right. I'm a couple pounds overweight, according to the BMI. I'm trying. Teacher accidentally fires gun in classroom. Students injured. Injured. Nobody was killed. Relax. How are these teachers with guns going to figure out how to effectively use the gun in the classroom if you don't make a few mistakes? Where the hell did this happen? This is fucking ridiculous. It is. It's Western Mass. Well, teacher accidentally fired a pistol. In California. They always like link to the weirdest fucking news sites. It's like Western Mass News, and it's like a thing that happened in California. Bullet fragments ricocheted off the ceiling and hit a 17-year-old student in the neck. Shortly after the incident, class resumed as usual. So it was fine. The kid went to the hospital. From school with blood on his shirt and a neck injury. He's fine. Don't arm teachers. Nobody thinks that's a good idea. Except for the president, who can't get a Republican elected in Pennsylvania in, like, the most Republican parliament. I don't know what happened there. But then they say, this is that special election that happened yesterday. That Connor Lamb, the Democrat one. He's a Democrat, but he's like, I'm pro-life and I love guns. Oh, God. But he won. Maybe. There's probably going to be a recount. UK expels 23 Russian diplomats, gives them 1 week to leave. That seems like a long time. Give them to say, get out of here now. I don't know. It's up to the UK, I suppose. But it does seem like a week seems like a long time. I say 24 hours. That's always like a night. You have 24 hours. Doesn't that sound? It sounds so much more like ominous. Be like, you got 7 days. I won't start packing for three. If I'm a Russian, guy, like, oh, get out. You got a week to get out of here. I'm taking at least 4 days to just have the time of my life in England. I'm going on that big Ferris wheel. I'm eating all sorts of bangers and mash. Guy, I'm gonna go check out Big Ben. I'm, you know, maybe they've checked out Big Ben by then. But I'm having it. And then you gotta pack some shit. And you gotta find an Airbnb back home in Russia because you haven't, you know, you let your old lease go. I don't. They have leases in Russia. You think it works out like that? You have to find an apartment, just like. I guess it's the same. Or they don't assign you one. I don't know how things work in Russia, but yeah, get out. They poisoned that guy. Fucking well, not those ambassador who they caught the guy that did that. I'm not that informed on all these things. There's too many news stories. What am I supposed to be on top of everything? I'm not an actual journalist. I just read Reddit news in the morning into my phone, so I can say I have a podcast. Although I don't say I have a podcast, nobody knows I have this. If you ask like anybody that knows me, outside of Ian Gent and Nick Maritano, be like, does Chris Laker have a podcast? Be like, I think he used to have a podcast about jerking off or something, and they don't know this one exists. I'm going to start. It's not good yet, this show. I understand that, but I think I'm going to I should start promoting it. Be like, hey, I have a podcast. There's 1,000 episodes. Start from episode 1. All right, what else is going on here? National school walkout. Thousands of students rallying in solidarity. And gun violence. Oh, that's today. Huh? The student walkout. Ooh, maybe that dude, that teacher with the gun. This is some Alex Jones shit. Maybe he was trying to help them out. Like, you know what? I'm gonna fire my gun off. I'm just gonna that way. Let's kick off this gun walkout with me kind of shooting a gun up in the air. Then they'll be like, oh wow, look, teacher shooting. But I doubt that's the case. Cause if you're like a gun owner. You're pretty, that's like a hardcore cult, it seems like. Well, not every gun, the fucking, if you're carrying a pistol into school, I mean, not if you have like one in your house. Like if you can't, that seems like, you know, the NRA cult. Well, I like, if I was a kid, I'd be pushing for, let's stay out all day. Why are we going back in? Or it's definitely a good opportunity to cut the rest of the day. Because you're walking out, just keep on walking. I don't know how, is it harder to cut class now for these kids? With all the, I don't know, the cameras. There's probably more cameras than there used to be. Are they tracking them somehow? Well, good luck. With the walkout, well, what's a good luck? Walk out, and you walk back in. Mississippi sixth grader, no, commits suicide over bullying. This is terrible. I just saw Mississippi, and I was like, oh, this will be fun, right? I don't know, something about the word Mississippi sounds fun. And then, you know, I know it's a state, not a word, but, and then sixth grader, and then, ugh. Well, this, There's always these pro-bullying things. I mean, even Chris Rock said it on his special. Chris Rock's a genius, one of the best comedians. I'm not trying to shit on Chris Rock. This, anybody that's pro-bullying is a fucking... I'm going to say it. Nincompoop. You're a silly person. You're wrong. Bullying's bad. It doesn't make anybody feel good. And the bully is fucked up in the head. And then create... That's the thing. I was like low-level bully. Because I got bullied. And then I lashed out anybody else I thought I could bully, which is bottom of the barrel, right? And then they were getting bullied by everybody. Now, who knows what those kids did? But it's like... I wasn't like a real bully. I wasn't like beating up anybody or... I didn't even, I'd just be like, hey, you're a nerd. Fuck you, nerd. But it's because I was, because you're traumatized. The whole thing is bad. And they probably bullied somebody else. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they're better people. This is fifth grade. Fifth grade, I was getting really, was where I got bullied the most. After that, it was normal shit. But fifth grade was fucking treacherous. I'm over it. Long time ago. Well, listen. I gotta go. Shit. I gotta get out of here. But, yeah, that's it. See you tomorrow. We love you.